Hi, this is Will calling from Calling House. On behalf of our client, the National Public Opinion Research Firm, I'm looking to speak to Ms. Pearl Santillana.
This is her.
Ms. Santillana, I'm not selling anything. I'm only conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, and state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born? Only the year.
75.
75. Thank you, ma'am. Next question. What is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And thinking about the election in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean more, the Republican or the Democratic one?
Probably Republican.
Okay, thank you. I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And if a 50, that means you feel neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Ted Cruz, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. Adam Hinojosa.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Greg Abbott.
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
25, probably.
Okay. Morgan Lamontia.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Joe Biden.
15.
Thank you. What would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Mediocre.
That means you somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamontia is doing as state senator?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, my God. If those were the only two, I wouldn't be voting.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Not Ted Cruz.
Okay. That means that you'll be voting for Colin Allred?
Right.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Not Ted Cruz.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamontia?
I don't know who Morgan is, so I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean more, Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamontia?
Again, I don't know. the other guy. So, no, okay. I don't know.
Okay, now I'm going to read, and just so you know, we're almost done. I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and the Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium, or a high priority. Supporting public schools. Do you think it should be a high, medium, low, or not priority at all? Okay. Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care.
Hi.
Thank you. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Hi.
Thank you. Securing the border.
Hi.
Thank you. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you'll be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for someone like that?
Someone less likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Likely.
Somewhat? Or
yeah,
much
someone
less?
Likely. Someone likely.
Somewhat likely, okay. Mm-hmm. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted to support the Texas LGBTQ plus community.
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Do you use WhatsApp?
Not really.
No? Do you have it, though? Do you belong to any WhatsApp groups or receive direct messages?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Something else?
Something else? Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to Republican or Democratic Party?
Closer to Republican.
Okay. Thinking about political terms, will you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I would say moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
College.
Some college?
Yeah.
Some or you
college.
Graduate? Okay, thank some you. College. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you as interested in a follow-up research study that we can contact you in the future, yes or no?
Sure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.